What's up, y'all? This is D'Angelo Russell, and y'all listening to the Bribe the Lane podcast. And this is your owner once again, D'Angelo Russell.
Welcome back to Drive the Lane. The most exciting time of the year is here. The Buckeyes are undefeated, and it doesn't even matter what team we're talking about, whether it's basketball or football, because they're both undefeated. And we got Zed Key on the show to talk about the opening game, the matchup against A&M this weekend for the Ohio State basketball team. But before we get to Zed, 2 feet in the key, we got to talk a little bit about this opening game. Ohio State beat Oakland. It was way closer than, you know, fans probably would have wanted. Joey, you say this Oakland team's a tournament team. I'm going to hand it off to you. I'll be there when you want to dish it, but you take this Oakland game one-on-one, ISO. What'd you see? What'd you think? Floor is yours.
Yeah, thank you so much, Andrew, for that. Yeah, we'll keep it short and sweet because the Zed interview is awesome, and he talks about the game a little bit, talks about A&M a little bit, like Andrew said. We didn't even talk about the fact that Ohio State plays Michigan State, and me and Andrew will both be there, gray uniforms. We got a live reaction from Zed on that. But as far as the Oakland game goes, quickly talk about it because this is, you know, has happened days ago as you guys are listening to this. But here's the long and the short of it. Yes, I said Oakland's a tournament team for a couple different reasons. They've got an incredible coach who's been doing it over 40 years at the same place that puts guys in the NBA year after year, who's awesome. They play a tough to crack, tricky, you won't see every night zone, like a 1-3-1-3-2 type of deal that teams will not be ready for. And they've got phenomenal players. Like, their starting power forward is a Big Ten player, and he was awesome, and he proved it on Monday night. Couple that with two of the best shooters that Ohio State might see all year, with some great guards as well, Rocket Watts, who played in the Big Ten. I'm pretty sure he played when I was there, which is hilarious. But Oakland is a really, really solid team, and it's a tough game to open the season with, right? You got the pressures and the expectations of playing at home. You're supposed to beat this team by 15, and you're going against a zone, a well-coached team that plays a zone and shoots a lot of threes. Like, that's a recipe for an upset. When it comes to March, I'm going to be telling you guys, here's why Team X will upset Team Y. And the things I'll say are they're well-coached. They're old, like Oakland is also old, and they shoot a lot of threes. When Oakland shoots a lot of threes, they're old and they're well coached. So it was a recipe for an upset. You saw what happened with Michigan State, obviously losing to JMU. That can happen every single night. We talked about it with Zed. The floor of these teams are so much higher now. They're older. They have high major players. They have guys that have been there for a long time. The floor of these teams are much higher, and you're not seeing as many upsets as you see. In fact, you're seeing a lot of close games. Indiana struggled with Florida Gulf Coast. Obviously, like I said, Michigan State lost to JMU. Ohio State, call it a struggle. Obviously, it was less of a struggle and more of, I think, Oakland is a genuinely good team. But I think there was a lot of positives. I think Zed was awesome. I think Zed dominates those types of games and is a better matchup in those games than Felix is. And Felix will be fine. Scotty Middleton was as impressive as any guy out there all night. We talked about maybe him not contributing or any of the freshmen contributing as much as anticipated. But, man, does he look like he's going to find his way into the starting lineup. Bruce and Roddy were steady Eddie. Bruce found his stride in the second half. Roddy really turned on the Jets and got aggressive and at times looked like an NBA player. I would like to see Jameson Battle be a little bit more aggressive. He came out shooting really well, and it seems like anytime he's open, he should let it fly. And I know the coaching staff.
I thought that was weird. Not to interrupt you, but I thought it was weird how he kind of just like faded away after the first few minutes.
I do think that, in a sense, you know, Roddy and Bruce took over in a way, whether it be distributing, which they both made a bunch of really nice plays and smart plays and transitioning with the zone, or scoring. Bruce made a couple threes and got to the free throw line a bunch. Roddy taking to the basket, his floater was awesome. Finding Zed 2 feet in the key for layups. All that was great. But yeah, I'm with you. Jameson Battle, like, there's an element of aggressiveness that he has to have, but also, like, if you're Bruce Thornton, like, find Jameson Battle. He is as efficient of a shooter as you have, and definitely on this team. Like, three-pointers are going to be huge. If Roddy, Bruce, Scotty and Jameson Battle shoot well from the three-point line, Ohio State's going to be really tough to beat. If three of those four guys do, they're going to be tough to beat. But we need to be more efficient from the three-point line. I think they will be. And, you know, the only other takeaway, I guess, broad picture I have is the transfers not named Jameson Battle were kind of zeros yesterday, which they won't be. I really don't think they will be. I've talked highly of both of them at different times. Evan Mahaffey, when you get two fouls in the first minute of the game, like, what do you expect from the guy? They can't get in the flow the rest of the time. Like, no wonder why he didn't have a shot attempt. Like, it's just hard to play after that. And then Dale Bonner missed a bunch of threes, but he was still good on defense and he gave you great energy. And you're not looking for a starting point guard out of him. You're looking for a backcourt mate with Bruce down the stretch, maybe, and a guy that can play spot minutes, and he'll be way more than able to do that. And overall, I think it was a really, you obviously take the outcome. You did not complain about being 1-0. And I think it opened up a lot of doors for the future games, and man, are they going to need to play really well against Texas A&M.
I agree with you. My quick thoughts on the game before we get to Texas A&M. The first one was Bruce Thornton. And let me finish this before you respond. Kind of reminds me a little bit of like LeBron, where he's going to pick his spots of when he's scoring, when he needs to get to the basket, when he's going to need to shoot. Because I remember I looked, and with like 5 minutes left in the game, he had like 8 points and he finished with 17. He had the ball at the end, you know, during fouls. He was going to the line. He was scoring. So he's really going to pick his spots. And I don't know if save his energy is necessarily the way to look at it, but like, he's going to always make the right play. But when he has to take over and score, he's going to. And they got a lot from Scotty Middleton. They got a lot from Roddy in the second half. I was surprised to look at the box score and see that Roddy had 17, 5, and 7. Like, that is a really, really, really good game. And you don't.
A phenomenal game. And it was all in the second game.
Yeah. And real quick, you know, you talked about JMU, you talked about Oakland. I mean, this is kind of obvious what's happened is, you know, the lowest D1 schools move up a tier. And then that tier, they move up a tier. And the competition keeps getting closer, and there's nowhere for the high major guys to go besides out of college basketball. So it keeps getting closer, closer, closer. You used to happen, for example, if you were at Princeton, why would you transfer to Oakland? And I know, just play along with me, if you were at Princeton, why would you transfer to Oakland when you have to sit out a year? You know, now you can move to a slightly better school, and there's no reason not to do it if it's going to further your basketball career. So I think it's just going to get closer and closer and closer until they do something to spread it back out.
I think you're right. And, you know, the main point for me is that college basketball is just better because there are more better players. And if you don't find your way on a high major team, there's a spot for you on a mid-major team. And if you're on a mid-major team and you stay, you right now will have been there for 5, maybe 6 years, and you're going to be 24 years old as a senior going against 18-year-olds. And that's just the nature of it right now, where a 24-year-old is going to be pretty damn good at basketball in college, no matter how good the 18-year-old is. So it's definitely interesting. Yeah, I think there's going to be a lot of upsets in the NCAA tournament like there always is. But for now, we're focused on upsetting Texas A&M. And the biggest, you know, I guess the main scouting report that I have for them is two incredibly good guards. The preseason player of the year is their starting point guard. Buzz Williams is a great coach, and they are physical and tough and strong down low. So taking care of the basketball, number one, and rebounding, number two, are definitely the keys. And you're going to have to shoot the three ball well. Have to shoot the three ball well. I'm expecting it's a stretch, but it's a coming out party for Roddy Gale. I think that he proves that, you know, they've got the preseason SEC player of the year, right? He proves that he's on the same level as him. He's got another great stat line. It's tough to say a coming out party because the game's on Peacock and people aren't going to be watching it, right? But if they want to win, Roddy Gale is going to have to look like an NBA player tomorrow night, or as you're listening to this, tomorrow night. And that's pretty exciting to me because I think he's got it in him.
I'm with you. We joked about it via text that like every few minutes he's an NBA player. And to really be an NBA player, you need to have it at all times. But I think Holtman wants the best for his players. He's okay if this year's NBA guy maybe needs to come back for another year and finalize and stamp that he can be an NBA guy. Before we get to Zed, real quick, two quick things. Both are kind of football related. The first one is the Michigan State game this weekend. Ohio State's, you know, we're expecting them to win. This is what needs to happen. 100 yards and 2 touchdowns for Marvin Harrison Jr. If that happens, DeHeisman Harrison is alive.
Can I tell you my parlay that I haven't put in yet because it's not up yet?
Yes.
2 touchdowns for Marvin Harrison, 100 yards, like you said, and then I got to do something with his catches. So maybe like 8 catches.
I think you should go just – that's too much. He just does it in chunks. Like he'll probably have like
– Michigan State is terrible.
Yeah, but he might just have like 5 catches for 120 yards and 2 touchdowns with 2 – remember against – I forget who it was. It was like the second game of the season. He had like
5 catches for 125 yards.
Remember the second game
of
the
season? Was he Noah Brown on the Houston Texans with CJ Stroud?
Oh, that's good. Wait, let me find you. You keep telling the parlay. I'm going to find the game.
I know the game you're talking about. I know the game you're talking about early in the season. Yeah, I might do 8 catches, 125 yards or 150 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Against Youngstown State, he had 7 catches, so less than 8. For 160 and 2 touchdowns. So 5 for 125 and 2 is not that crazy.
I here's what I think. I really do think this. There's a part of Ryan Day's brain that knows, hey, you got to go to the game, you got to win. But he knows that they're going to win the game. So why not force feed Marvin Harrison Jr. the ball and get that man the Heisman? Like, I think that's part of it. Truly.
I have a crazy... stupid thing. I rather Marvin Harrison win the Heisman than them beat Michigan. And I think one doesn't happen without the other, but it would be so fucking cool because all year, for the past year, everyone said, this is the best guy in college football. This is the best receiver. This is the best receiver in years. He's better than Devontae Smith. He's better than Ja'Marr Chase, who opted out. He's better than all the Bama guys. He's better than the Georgia guys. Well, they didn't really have like a signature receiver besides Pickens, who is weird. But I think it would be so, so cool. I obviously don't want them to lose to Michigan, but I mean, another Ohio State Heisman and it being a player as cool as Marvin Harrison would be electric.
I think I would go as far as to say, and I don't really mean this, I don't think. I would, if you said either or you have to choose, I would choose beating Michigan. But if you said win the national championship or he wins the Heisman and you beat Michigan, he wins the Heisman, they beat Michigan, but you lose the national championship, that I could be convinced.
But what if I guaranteed you that the Michigan win would soon be vacated? So then he wins the Heisman, they win the national championship, and they technically don't lose to Michigan.
No, I want to beat them this year so freaking bad.
Okay. Last thing before we get to the interview with Zed Key. This weekend, Joey and I are going to be watching the game in person. But if we weren't watching the game in person and we were in Chicago, we'd be watching the game at Butcher's Tap. All right, our game day bar. We did a live show there last year with Joshua Perry and Nicole Auerbach. It was electric. We're going to be doing some great stuff with them during basketball season. But if you're in Chicago this weekend and any Buckeye basketball or football game, get to Butcher's Tap in Wrigleyville to watch the game. Great time, great environment. What else they got? Great cheese curds, great pretzels, great burgers. The Butcher's Tap is the place to be on Buckeye game day. Joey, real quick, give me something about Butcher's Tap. Favorite part about it?
I love the booth that they're going to have for us. That's going to be so cool that we can be like, hey, we need our booth for the game. But no, Butcher's Tap, the atmosphere is so fun. When you're in Chicago, they're... to be surrounded by Buckeyes, you take for granted being in Columbus. When you're in Chicago, if you want to be surrounded by Buckeyes to watch the game, whether it be football or basketball, head to Butcher's Tap. You will feel like you're in Columbus.
It's the best alumni bar in Chicago.
Without a doubt.
By far the best alumni bar in Chicago. And we're going to clip this We're going to put this on Instagram. We're going to put this on Twitter. We are going to promote Butcher's Tap. Get there this weekend for the Michigan State game. It's the last night game of the season, I think, potentially, depending what happens with bowl games. One of the last night games of the season. You need to be at Butcher's Tap. One more thing about Butcher's Tap. More details on this coming soon, but we will have multiple appearances there. Depending on how the Buckeyes do the next few weeks, we'll determine the amount of appearances for football. Basketball, we're going to be doing a live show. More details on that soon. But get to Butcher's Tap for the game this weekend and every Buckeye game moving forward. Now let's get to our interview with Zed Key. You got one more thing to say, Joey.
No, that was just Butcher's Tap. You're welcome. That's the longest ad read in the history of ad reads.
All right, joining us now on Drive the Lane, looking a little skinnier than the last time we had him on the show, Zed Key, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Zed, do you appreciate people calling you skinnier? Would you rather be called thinner? Would you rather be called fitter? You know, is there a word that you kind of...
I mean, it doesn't really matter. I just, like, I think fit is the right word, but people like skinny. Like, I get it. Like, I get what people trying to say.
it's all coming as a compliment and coming from a good place. Personally, I grew up as a bigger guy myself. I never thought you needed to change the way you looked. My first question for you is, where did that idea and mindset come from? Was Holtman like, hey, you would maybe benefit from, you know, dropping a little bit of fat and a little bit of this? I would love to know that.
I mean, the coaching staff always wanted me to, like, you know, get in the best shape like possible. And, you know, my body fat was over 10%. So, you know, that's the team goal, is everyone under 10% body fat. So after the season, you know, after I stopped playing and after I had the surgery, I was like, look, I can't get fat. Like, I'm not playing. Like, I can't work out. Like, I'm in a sling. Like, I can't do anything. So I can't get, like, fat. So I just, like, took my diet seriously and, you know, just started eating right, really, and just started working out. You know, once I was able to work out a lot, or back working out, I was able to, you know, go in there with Q extra. And, you know, that's eventually, you know, I started paying off. So.
Well, that's great, man. And you look awesome, obviously. And what I was most impressed with is that it clearly didn't change your style of play at all. If not, it's made you better, as evident on Monday night in the opening game. First question, obviously, how did it feel to be back out there? I know it's been a while for you, but also, you know, what were your thoughts on the first night's matchup?
I mean, there was a lot of emotion when Holman called my name to go into the game the first time. You know, I was nervous. So I was like, look, I've been out here in forever.
Yeah.
But, you know, once I got into the flow of the game and I got the dunk, you know, I came in the game and tried to dunk on somebody.
Oh, so my that God. Was the,
yeah. Like, I don't know.
Your shoulder looked good on that play.
Yeah, so I was like, okay. Like, all right. So once I got, you know, into the flow of the game, you know, the nerves calmed down and, you know, it just felt great to be back out there, you know, playing with, like, the team and, you know, back out there on the court. And, you know, I feel, like good about the game, even though a lot of people are saying, like, look, we should have smoked Oakland. But give credit to them. Like, they're a good team. They shot lights out and, you know, they came ready to play on Monday. So, you know, I mean, I feel good about the game, though. Like, a win is a win.
I won't bore you with my theory of why I think it's the case, but I think – all the schools are much more even now. And you saw JMU beat Michigan State. They didn't give a good game. They beat them. So I think you guys won a game. Yes, you should have won it, but I think any game in college basketball from now on moving forward is going to be a good win.
Right.
And I think, go ahead. Yeah.
Like, sorry. Yeah. Sorry to cut you off, but it's like every team now has like pieces and stuff that literally just makes them like mesh and play well together. And then, you know, they're capable of being in, like big time name schools.
It's crazy because, and Andrew, just to piggyback off what you're saying, like every team, mid-major and even low major, if they don't have a high major guy on their team as a transfer, then they have guys who've been there for 4, 5, and 6 years who are 22, 23, 24 years old. For example, the shooter on Oakland would have been the oldest guy by like 3 years on Ohio State's team, right? So you know, it's crazy because every team does have pieces, like you're saying, Zed. They're all old, or they're all like Rocket Watts, who played at Michigan State, right? Like they, it's unbelievable. But I'm with you, impressed with the win. even though it was, you know, by a more narrow margin, in quotes, mm-hmm. right, than people expected, a win is a win. That's a well-coached team, a difficult zone to play against.
Yeah, that's – we're never going to see that zone ever again.
Yeah, so. Exactly.
Yeah.
So but, you know. What I want to talk about is some of the other guys, right? We saw it on display. We don't need to talk about Roddy. We don't need to talk about Bruce. We mm-hmm. know what they bring to the table. They're back. Same with Felix. He'll bounce back and have another great game mm-hmm. soon enough. How about some of the new guys, the new faces, the Scotty Middletons of the world? What was it like to be out there for the first time with those guys?
I mean, he is like tenacious on defense. I mean, he's an energy guy and he's like that every day in practice, you know, giving energy to us. And, you know, you guys saw it, you know, on display really like Monday. You know, you can see what he brings to the team and, you know, he's a special kid. Scotty, who else? Dale, you know, Dale out there, you know, running around people and stuff. You know, it's cool to like play somebody else and not play like each other in practice, you know, that gets, you know, it's good, but it gets old, you know, not everyone knows the sets, but, you know, just to get out there and play with the guys, you know, just to be back out there on the court, you know, it felt great.
That game, you know, I don't want to say it's your best game ever at Ohio State, because you've had some, you know, 25-plus point games that have been great. But that was just – it was so great that you came off the bench and, you know, you guys were down and you kind of helped will the team back. I think you were going for the record of roof raises in that game. You were either raising the roof or trying to do something that you then could – raise the roof. Are we going to see anything new this year? Because we've got the finger guns and the roof raise. Do you have anything else, you know,
I did it like a couple times last year, you know, when I made like a dime, you know, I did like the little binoculars and stuff like that. And then, you know, I just had I didn't shoot a three like the first game because of the zone. Like, I wasn't just going to go out there and just shoot. There was no reason for me to do that. But, like, you know, I have like a 3-point celebration. It's just something regular. Like, it's just like that. But it's nothing crazy. Like, I don't have nothing else to do. Like, I already do like dunking and one is already covered. So there's not really so much to do.
Well, you've trademarked those and you need to keep doing those. And that's why one thing that I am seriously curious about, and I know the answer, I think, but I still got to ask you, you know, you're not used to coming off the bench in your time at Ohio State. And this is, you know, you started all the games that you played in last year. It was new on Monday coming off the bench. I know you and Felix have a great relationship and you both are going to play between 15 and 25 minutes, maybe 30, depending on foul trouble, whatever. You guys know that you're going to both play starters minutes, but what's your mentality, you know, if your role this year is coming off the bench?
I mean, you know, a lot of people, like, I've seen the comments, you know, starts that, like, I'm not, like, I'm just, I told Holtman, I said, look, I don't care. I just want to win. Like, I'll do anything. I'll come off the bench, start, you know, play 2 minutes. Like, I don't care. Like, I just want to, like, win, you know, just get to, like, the Big Ten championship. Like, I just want to do whatever to, like, help the team win. Like, you know, coming off the bench, you know, it doesn't matter. Like, you know, as long as it's helping the team, you know, whatever Holtman wants me to do, I'm going to do. So, you know, it's okay. I'm not mad at it. Like, you know. You know, I'm still going to cheer on Felix, you know, help him, coach him through like his mistakes and stuff like that. So, you know, it's fine.
Well, I think that's a very great way to look at the season. And it doesn't surprise me because you just have more fun playing the game of basketball than anyone I can ever remember watching. I don't know if you remember this, but when you guys beat Duke 2 years ago, Joey and I were like hanging around the locker room after, and you came out with a smoothie and you were like, hey, what's up, guys? And we were like, why are you talking to us? You just won the craziest game. Like, go. You just are like always having fun, like no stress, no pressure. So now you come into the season where, you know, the expectation for you may not necessarily be like, hey, you need to be the best guy on the court at all times. Like, are you enjoying the fact that there's, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 guys around you that can score on their own and make a play?
I mean, I'm just enjoying the fact that I'm still able to play basketball, you know, like after like the shoulder surgery that I had, you know, like, you know, the injury that it was, I was like, look, like, you know, like basketball was like, it felt like basketball was taken away for, you know, extended like like even though leading up to the last year, you know, I didn't get to play throughout the whole year or the end of the season, and you know that hurt. You know, there was a lot of like pain there, and you know, I'm just happy to be really just be back on the basketball court and just playing, you know, with the team. So you know, that's really my mindset, is just to just go out there, have fun, you know, just enjoy it, because you know it goes by fast. You know, this is year four for me. And it has went by fast. You know, it just seems like yesterday I was a freshman. So, you know, just coming in here, looking around like, wow, I'm here now. So.
Zed, I know I talked to your dad, your parents briefly last night, and he mentioned exactly what you're talking about, right? It's year four, which technically you have another year, right? If you,
mm-hmm. yeah.
if you need it slash want it, mm-hmm. but the whole goal for you, yes, you want to win. Yes, it's important to have your best individual season you could possibly have, all that stuff. But the number one goal that he talked about with me for you is you just want to have fun. Like, you just mm-hmm. want to have fun, enjoy the ride, and finish what could be your career strong. Mm-hmm. Am I getting anything wrong there?
No, you're correct. Yeah, you're definitely correct. You know, I talk to them every day. You know, they're still out here. They're coming to the game Friday. But you know, just they talk to me every day and just say, you know, take it day by day and just have fun, you know, work hard and you know, just to make the most of it.
So Joey and I have both been seniors in college at one point. Unfortunately, it was over 4 years ago now, but we were seniors crazy. In college. Have you started, and I know you, like Joey alluded to, you could, you know, come back another year. Have you started to do any like, oh man, this is the last time I'm ever going to do this. This is my last, you know, first week of undergrad school. This is my last home Michigan, or this is my last Michigan Ohio State football game potentially coming up in a few weeks. Has that kind of stuff started settling in for you, or are you all basketball right now?
I mean, I'm all basketball right now. Like, you know, I've thought about it a little bit, like, oh, like you're older now. So, you know, like stuff is like when, like my mom mentioned to me like the other day, she's like, you going to a football game? I'm like, no, I'm tired. She's like, look, you're a senior now, like you got to do stuff, like, you know, you just can't sit inside all day. And even though sitting inside on the couch, you know, that doesn't work too, you know, I love it. But you know, I just, you know, I'm just not really focused on like the end of the year, you know, yet, you know, it's not there yet, so I'm not gonna rush it or think about it. So, you know, just taking it, like, I'm just trying to stay present now, in the now, really.
Yep, just trying to, as Holman would say, do today well, and I appreciate that, and I know you'll keep doing that. I know you mentioned it. I talked to Eagle last night, and I asked, like, do the guys go to football games anymore? And he was like, not really. And I was like, well, Zed better start going to some games.
Yeah.
He's going to regret it if he doesn't. So that's my advice for you. But on another mm-hmm. note, before the game's played on Saturday, there's a pretty important basketball game on Friday against the top 25 team, Texas A&M, with two of the best guards you guys are going to play all year, the preseason SEC player of the year, an awesome coach on the other sideline, a physical, strong team. Mm-hmm. You're not hearing all this for the first time, but what are your thoughts? What's the mindset going into what will be maybe the best home game in the shot all year?
I mean, you know, we know that they're a great team. You know, they're not ranked that high for a reason, like no reason. So, you know, we watched film on them today, you know, personnel, and, you know, we saw that they're really aggressive, you know, really physical, older team. You know, as you just said, you know, two of the best guards we're probably going to play all year. But, you know, we're going to come in there, and, like, I know the guys are excited. You know, we're going to come in there, play our game, and, you know, just we should be fine. You know, we didn't practice all summer, all preseason, for nothing, so – you know, I think guys are ready to go and are locked in.
Well, that's great to hear. Joey and I are going to be in the building cheering you on. Fortunately, this podcast is an Ohio State podcast, so we're allowed to cheer you on. It's not like,
okay, good.
Like you know, there's some former Ohio State guys that may not be able to be cheering, but we'll be cheering you on. I'm excited to get in the shot, because last time I was there, like I said earlier, you guys beat Duke, which was the greatest mm-hmm. game that I've ever been to basketball wise. So I'm expecting similar. You're going to put on a similar.
Oh yeah.
Show.
Oh yeah. That was 2 years ago. Good Lord. Just think about that. Now I was a sophomore. Good Lord.
Yeah, I got an idea for you. Just thinking about it. And this is an Andrew question, but I'm going to do it on my own accord here. It's not even a question. It's like an ask. I don't want you to shoot any ill-advised jump shots or three-pointers that are not in the flow of the offense, where you're not wide open, where it's not a good shot. Yeah. But if you do make one, and I know you've got a three-point celebration, I think you need to add something to the end, which is just blow a kiss. And we'll know that it's for us. But it's really, okay, for your, all right, really for your mom, right? But like, but it's for us. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah, okay. All right. If I – okay. All right, I like that. Yeah, I could. I actually like that. That's fire. All right.
It could be a. It could be one of these. It could be just one hand. Maybe. Okay. Maybe here I'm setting the scene. Also, here's another scenario where it could work. There's 2.5 seconds left.
Okay.
You guys are up three. You get a rebound. They foul you. Crowd's going nuts. You don't blow the kiss yet. You make the free throws, and as you're going, they'll probably call a timeout. That's when you're. You know, all eyes are on you, and you give one of these to the crowd, and it's just, I'm just trying to manifest.
Okay, that's better.
Yeah.
That is better. I like that a lot. Like, the way you just put that, that was crazy. I was just playing. I was like, okay, rebound. I can see myself grabbing the rebound at that. Okay. I was literally putting myself in the shoes. I was like, okay, I can see myself grabbing the rebound, shooting the free throws. All right, I like that. Yeah.
Good. We're like your creative team behind the scenes. If you ever need anything, like, you let us know. We will.
Okay.
we can work something up for sure.
last year when you guys went to Maui, we told Justice to take a picture of the Maui chips. Did you have those when you were there?
Maui. Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Those like so. Onion chips.
Yes. Yes. I think so. Yes. Yes. Yeah.
We told Justice to take a picture with like the background of Hawaii with the chips. And just tag us on Instagram, and he did. And it made no sense, but this is an upgraded version of that.
Okay, yeah, I like it.
I like Zed, it. How is your snake?
He's good. He's in his tank right now, and also have a pet cat now too, who's running around. Ooh. Yeah.
Do they ever hang out together? I'm assuming not.
I mean, not really. Like, they know. Like, I've introduced them, but the cat thinks it's like. He's like a toy, so I'm just like, yeah, that's not gonna work.
What's the cat's name?
Cat Pack.
It's what?
Cat Pack. Yeah, Icy. Cat Pack. Icy. I know. Icy.
Oh, I like man. It. You know what's gonna happen is, like last time, Jay Billis is gonna be like, oh, did you guys know that Zed Key has a snake? When Joey and I were like, if you listened to Drive the Lane, you would have heard that. This week on the show, or 2 weeks ago. So Jay Billis is going to tell everyone about your cat, but the three of us are going to know that you heard it here first on Drive.
Yeah.
Cat Pack.
Certified. Stamped.
Zed, before we let you go, and we know you got the busy life of a college student still, no matter how old you are. If you remember, we end the interview, by flipping the tables on you. And allowing you to ask us whatever questions you have. So the floor is now yours. And we say this with every guest. We know you'll be good at it, but you can ask as many as you want. We usually like kind of like cut it off. Like with Holtman, he asked one and we were like, all right, you're good, coach. Thanks. But like for you, if you want to go for 30 more minutes asking us questions, it is all yours. You can ask us one. You can ask us five. You let it rip. It's your show.
It's not Drive the Lane anymore. It's 2 feet in the key.
Ooh. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie, hold on. Time out. That is icy. That was icy. That was crazy.
That was Instagram dancing for you. Zach.
Yes. Yes. I'm not gonna lie. Let me write that down because that was real. If you see that on my next post, I'm just gonna just know that was you did. Yeah. Hold on. So what's a great question?
Anything. Life, basketball, the pursuit of happiness. Whatever you guys
want to talk about. We're 26, so we have a lot of experiences that you can't even dream of yet.
It's a good point, Andrew. It's a good point.
But first, I heard you say you haven't been in the shot 2 years ago. Where do you live again? Andrew.
I'm in Chicago.
That's what I knew it was somewhere other than here. But
that's a good first question. That's a good warm-up question.
Okay. All right. You're in Columbus. I know Joey's in Columbus.
You see me too much.
Yeah, Joey's in Columbus. what's your favorite? Oh, Joey, what's your favorite shoe back there that you have up there?
Good question, Zed. I actually recently organized them a little bit more.
Okay.
I think my all-time favorite shoe is probably Shadow Ones.
Okay.
I think they go with everything. They're just really beat. I've worn them so much. I just got the reimagined white cement threes, and okay. I love those. But they're not my favorite. But right now, they're my favorite. You know.
Yeah. But I have some shoe game over there too. Like in my little, I'm trying to lay my little thing over there.
There you go. Yeah. What size? Is it? Like 17.
I'm a 16, okay. But like some of the shoes I could wear 15, and because they run big, like some of the ones and like the dunks, don't go into 16, so, or I don't think they do, but I get 15.
Jordan ones are how I found out that I was not a size, you're not even going to believe what size shoe I am. I was a size 14 my whole life, but then I started wearing Jordan ones and I was like, these are not, they're too big, so I got to go down. Ever since then, I've been a 13. So.
Yeah, Air Forces, I put on a size 16 Air Force and I said, yeah, I feel like Shaq in these shoes.
Yeah, I had on size 14 Air Forces as a freshman in high school, and I was like flopping around
in them. Yes,
I was like embarrassed. I look back at pictures, and I'm like, "What in the world did my mom let me do?"
Yeah, like I would never buy a size 16 Air Force ever again because they're size 18 on my feet.
Andrew's an Air Force guy.
How many Air Force?
Is that what I have, Joey?
Yeah, that's what you have. That's Andrew bought Air Forces in Columbus when he was here one time.
Is that what I have?
What was the store?
Soul Classic. Shout out Soul Classic.
Okay.
No free ads, but shout out Soul Classic.
That I have one pair of Air Force Ones, and they are actually I have two. They were one I got for having an above 3.0 GPA, which is hilarious to say out loud. And the other other was for when we made the NCAA tournament. All the teams got Air Force Ones. So I don't know. I know one of them is that one right there.
I got these bad boys right here. Nice white pair of Air Maxes.
Okay, those are the daily drivers. I understand. I have two pairs of Air Maxes over there. Yep.
When you're just walking down the street, downtown Chicago, not quite ready for the snow and boot season, you need some casual white.
I do have some boots.
Air Maxes.
What's your favorite shoe of all time?
I mean, I'm a big dunk guy. I have a lot of pair of dunks. I have like 8-9 pairs of dunks. Dunks are ones. So
if you were to be like, all right, this is the New York, New Jersey shoe, what would that be?
Tim's.
Yeah, that's it.
Tim's, definitely player. Tim's. I think a lot of people in New York.
Tim's is a good answer.
Tim's is like a lot of people wear 11s in New York. I see a lot of people wear 11s. Just any type of 11s, no. Gammas. I have a pair of Gammas. So
the good old Gammas. Andrew, the daily drivers. That's making me I need to steal that. The daily
drivers. Yeah, the daily drivers. Yeah.
I should have in the daily drivers for a little bit.
Yeah.
Zed, I have two questions I just thought of. They have nothing. And there's some balloons popping up for some reason. They have nothing to do with each other. Okay. The first question is, did you see the Ohio State football uniforms that they're wearing on Saturday?
I did not.
Ooh, live reaction.
Okay. Instagram. Hold on.
Yeah. They posted Marvin Harrison in them.
They're very cool.
They're icy, as you would say.
The gray?
Yeah, all gray. The light gray.
Yeah, that's fire. The all gray?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, didn't you guys do the photo shoots where you guys wore the football jerseys, or did you not get to do that? EJ
did. I don't think I did that.
We got to get you in there. We got to get you in it. In the all gray football.
Yeah, once you lost all that weight, they were like, we don't want you on the football team.
Yeah, they definitely don't want me. I don't know what position I'll play now. I'll have to be quarterback. I'll have to throw the ball. Because I can't play no line position. So
you could be tight end.
Yeah.
I could be tight end. Because if I'm like right tackle, it's gonna be like an open door policy going through that line.
I do think a topic for another day, this team could absolutely be a football team. Like, Roddy feels like a quarterback. Bruce looks like a running back. Like,
we all strong. We all strong.
The team last year was hilarious because Holt would throw out five guys that were all 1 or 2 inches away from each other, weighing the same, playing five different positions, looking like middle linebackers.
Yeah. Like last year, Ice, who was one of the strongest people on the team. Like, people didn't think it. Ice was one of the strongest people on the team. Ice, you know, Bryce was strong too. Like, Bryce could squat 500 pounds. Like, everybody was. We all have guys that could, like, squat so much. Like, everybody is strong. God, even this year, like, Devin. Squatting five. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, Joe.
I haven't squat. I am not exaggerating. I have not squatted. I'll say I have not squatted since I left campus, but I think there's one caveat where Andrew Michael Alfieri had me said I was training to play for the women's Olympic practice team before they went to the Olympics.
Yeah.
And then the world shut down. So when I was doing that, I was actually like genuinely lifting and working out and playing basketball again, all with a women's ball and stuff. I think I squatted then, but other than that, I cannot. It's been 4 years. I have not put any weight on my back and squatted. No chance.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you.
Zed, I have one final question. This is the last one, I promise. Thoughts on
some Zed show.
Thoughts on, this is the last Andrew question of 2 feet in the key. Thoughts on Big Ten tournament in Minnesota versus Chicago. And I know it's been to other places, including New York, but Big Ten tournament, Minnesota versus Chicago. What are your thoughts?
I mean, I don't, like, I get Minnesota, but I don't get it. Why are we going there in the winter?
It'll be kind of spring by then.
No, that's Minnesota. It will be freezing still. I get, like, when I went to Big Ten Media Day last year, it was in Minnesota. And this year in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Aren't they supposed to move it? Like, aren't we supposed to move around, like, go to, like tour around the world or something? Like, I don't, like, I get, like, Minnesota's a nice place. It's nice there, but it's just, it's cold. Like, it snows a lot.
We played 4 years, four different places. And I'm sure you've done basically the same thing. We were Indy, DC, MSG, Chicago. It should be Indy or Chicago every year.
Yeah, like I played in Indy and I played in Chicago last year. Oh, I didn't play in Chicago last year, but I went to Chicago.
Yeah.
And I, like, Chicago was nice. Like, it was nice. Like, you know, it was like a little New York City vibe. You know, not quite like New York City.
It's a smaller, cleaner New York City. You're right.
Yeah, it is. It is. You are correct about that. But
do you think there needs to be a second Big Ten? Do you think there needs to be a second Big Ten Media Day where they can get some updated content? Like, you were all over the video board in Chicago, but you had a season ending injury. Do you think there needs to be some sort of, like, pre-tournament Media Day redo where they can talk about stuff that happened in the season?
No, I'm not traveling at the end of the season to go talk to media.
One day early before the tournament starts. And it's not to talk to media. It's just to stuff. The fun stuff.
Oh, yeah. Then, you know, I don't know. Just because, like, you know, coaches may say, oh, they're not locked in. You know, they may go that route. But, you know, that would actually, that could, it could go both ways. It could go both ways. You know, I would probably enjoy it. But, you know, some coaches would be like, yeah, none of my players, absolutely not. We're doing this before the tournament.
Well, Zed, do you got any questions for us, or can we let you go play with your cat and snake?
I have one. Have y'all seen my car?
Which one? The one that can jump rope?
Yeah. Jump rope, that one. That one. Yeah, jump rope. I have not heard that one yet, so that's hilarious. No one has said that one. Yeah, that one. The one that could hopscotch, to say the least.
I've seen it. Can you do that to my Ford Fusion?
How quickly do you want to buy a new car? Like, are you in the market to buy a new car? Because that's what will happen if you do that to your car.
I could be convinced to get a new car as long as I can get in my car and roll down with my put one arm out the window and bounce up and down a few times going down campus.
Your Ford Fusion would go back to Ford. It would just go to like the car graveyard. Like it would be it wouldn't last more than 10 miles. Like they make cars so different now. It's like it wouldn't last for 10 minutes, more than 10 miles.
Zed, you're a treasure, man. You are one of a kind.
Thank you. I know.
I can't wait to see you Friday, Zed. I can't wait to see you Friday.
I'm excited for this game. Like, you know, game two, like, what are they, 12, 15? Well,
yeah. I think, Depending on which poll. But, yeah, they're right in that world. Yeah. Zed, you want to give a quick like, hey fans, come to the game and we'll tweet it out for you and you can retweet it and stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, Buckeye Nation, be there. You know, be loud. You know, we're excited. We're ready to play and ready to get going. So, you know, bring your energy and let's go. Go Bucks.
Love it. Yeah. We'll be there. So everyone should be there.
Everyone, I'll be there.
Everybody in this Zoom will be there raising the roof.
Right. I'll be there raising the roof.
That's right.
My cat won't be there. Sorry.
That's okay.
Oh, the snake won't be there either. But you know, I'll be there.
And your car will be in the parking lot.
It will be. Well, hopefully, if it doesn't break between now and Friday. but yeah.
Zed, you're the man. We appreciate you. We'll see you on Friday, and hopefully it's another great game for you, great game for the team, and we get this thing rolling.
Yeah, sounds good. Thank you for having me.
Always.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, thank you.
We hope you enjoyed that interview with Zed Key. We hope you enjoyed the episode, and we hope you enjoyed the ad for Butcher's Tap before the interview with Zed Key. Big, big, big week and weekend ahead. Not really much else to say. Buckle up, drive the lane.
Go Buckeyes, beat the Aggies, beat the Spartans. Let's freaking go, man.
We're roof raising. If you can't see us, we're roof raising.
Raising the roof.